What to do when a song doesn't stick? Have you had this experience? I expect if you've been leading worship for any period of time, you have. Well, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters, episode 41. Last time we talked about pre-service music and post-service music, and thank you for people who gave me some feedback. This time, I wanted to talk about something that happens to me on occasion, and I'd like to know your thoughts on what we do about it. And this is the thought that, well, it happens that we teach a new song, but it doesn't seem to stick. What do we do when it doesn't stick? Well, there's first of all some things to consider, and then let's talk about a few possible solutions. Firstly, things to consider would include, firstly, did we teach it well? Did we sing the melody clearly enough? Did we take enough time to teach it to the congregation? Have we taught it well? Have we taught it clearly? Secondly, and talking about things being clear, if there are men and women's parts that are separate and different, were they taught clearly? Perhaps the men's part caught because the men's part is easier to hear, or perhaps it was taught better because the man teaching the men's part was more equipped for that than whoever taught the women's part. Were they taught well? Thirdly, is the song theologically important? Sometimes songs are so superficial that people don't take to them, congregations don't take to them, because they don't really have any significance and meaning, so why should we bother learning to sing them or sing them with any enthusiasm? So is the content of the song really important? Fourthly, is it a type of song that we don't have many of? Now, there can be a plus and a minus here. If it's a type of song in its genre or its subject matter that we don't have many of, that could be helpful because it's different. But on the other hand, it could be so unfamiliar and different that the congregation may take time to get used to it. Have you thought about that? And fifthly and finally, on these things to consider, is the song beyond the musical capabilities of your congregation? You'd love them to be able to sing it, but frankly, they can't. They're too small a group, or they're too big a group, or it's just too different from something they've sung before. Or perhaps it's beyond the musical abilities of your worship team. You're asking too much of your singers, or too much of your keyboard player, or too much of your guitarist, I don't know, but whatever you have. But is it beyond the musical abilities of your congregation and or your worship team? So what do we do when songs don't stick? Five possible solutions. You could use all of them or some if you consider it is worth going on with the song. Firstly, reteach it. Reteach the song. Take longer over it. Spend a bit more time on it. Devote more resources to it. This is always a difficult thing because once you've tried to teach a song, reteaching it often doesn't go too well. People have already got some idea of it ingrained, but you can try to reteach it. Secondly, persevere. Simply persevere with the song in worship. Include it in a number of your services coming up and do it a number of times. And sometimes some songs are slow burners and just take a while. So you can just persevere. Thirdly, ask people what they think of the song. This can be a little bit dangerous and you can get lots of different opinions, but it could be useful. Ask people in your worship team what they think of it. Not just do you like it or not, but what do you think of it? And ask people in the congregation. Thirdly, play the song in the background so people become more familiar with it. I've done this once or twice in introductions to services, had it in the background. People then, when you teach it or when you sing it, they've heard it a few more times. So playing it in the background can be useful. It gets more into the mind and heart of people. And then they might sing it with a bit more enthusiasm. And fifthly, what you can do is you can perform it. Perform it as a solo, perform it as a group. I seem to remember that we now sing the song Wonderful Grace by John Pantry in Thames Valley and in the Watford Church. But before I taught it, I believe I performed it as a solo. And that helped people to, having heard someone else do it beforehand, then they learned it better. So those are some possible solutions. What are yours? Have you had this experience of a good song not sticking? And what have you done about it? Please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, because we need to learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. Pass the link to this on to someone who might find it useful. Like the recording, subscribe to the podcasts, and give us a review if you wouldn't mind. That would help tremendously. And I do pray the next time you gather with all the saints and with all your friends, I pray your experience will be that of the psalmist, Psalm 100, verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.